tell me about this campus, man. I've never been here before.
Can we move this mic over some?
Yeah, where do you want to move it to? This isn't too slick for you or anything, is it? All right. I don't want you to think that we're a Las Vegas act. Hey, how many people here have ever been to Las Vegas? Say yeah.
Yeah!
It's really weird, ain't it?
Yeah.
I was there, and it was just exactly like I'd imagined it, and that blew my mind. On the other hand... my James Brown chord here. Look out, here it comes. You gotta say that when you play that chord. I don't know why, but it's part of the rules. You know, I sat in on a poker game last Friday night. I won a couple hands, folks, I was feeling alright. I bet my money on a straight from the nine up to the king. And then a dealer showed his hand, and he had the same damn thing. I always lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Sometimes I play the dog races, but since I never win, I went out to the track late last week again. This time I won $300, but as I left the track, this greasy dude slid up behind me and poked a gun in my back. You know I always lose. Suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Hey, Kenny.
I'm suffering.
Suffering. If you wanna sing the blues, oh, well, you can't sing a happy song if you're glad.
If you're glad,
you can sing a protest song if you're mad.
If you're mad,
hey. Oh, but if you wanna sing the blues, well, then boy, you better. Yeah. troubles to the hoodoo man. I told him all about my problem, and I asked him what was wrong. He said, you got to live the blues if you want to sing your song. Boys, I always do. You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues. Oh, well, you can't sing a happy song if you're glad.
If you're glad.
Or you can sing a protest song if you're mad.
If you're mad.
Hey, but if you wanna sing the blues, oh, then, boy, you better learn how to lose. I win it, boy. My love. Thought I wouldn't mind losing, cause it only cost a buck. I won an electric toaster and a baritone sax, but I had to pawn my clothes to pay the goddamn tax. Boys, you know I always lose. Oh, you got to. I always lose. You've got to. Always lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing them. The sound of this room is very spooky. You know, it sounds like a gym. No, it is a spooky sound. I was trying to think of some things I could play that would maybe fit with this kind of a sound. Wipeout. That's it, man. What is that, Rebel Rouser? Well, I'm Duane Eddy. I finally figured out that Duane Eddy is really two guys, Duane and Eddy. And he plays, it's a 12-foot long guitar, and one of the guys sits on the strings while he has a lead pick. He goes, bom! Oh, man. So what was I going to play? Oh, yeah, I was going to play some... Wow, where did you hear that, man? These cats are up on my music. Farah, are you from the Bronx? Listen, I want to play these fiddle tunes. Like, there are a lot of people around here into playing fiddle tunes, you know. But Watson has done that, man. Doc Watson, great fiddle tune player. So I figured I'd pick out a few that he doesn't play. These are some Irish fiddle tunes, and they're really pretty things. They're really old, and they get me. And they're just spooky enough for this echo. Thank you. One of those folklore cats, I forget. No, not Lomax, but you're close. Maybe it's Paul Oliver. Richard Dorsey. Does he go to the school? Anyhow, I've been reading it and reading about Skip James and Charlie Patton and all those guys. And so this afternoon I was sitting there wondering where everybody was. This has been a schizophrenic weekend. We drove down. We took a 3:30 in the morning plane from New York to get down here, you know, Red Eye Express. Me and Kenny sat up for most of the flight playing mandolin tunes to each other, double mandolins. So we arrived here fairly spaced out. And then just, you know, at dawn, the sun was coming up and we went to sleep. And then I woke up and everybody was gone. So I decided to play some bottleneck stuff. So I'm going to play some... says a sea rat, well, see what you have done. He says, sea rat, see what you have done. Oh, sea rat, see what you have done. Hey. Hi. Well, I'm gone away, honey. I won't be back till fall. I'm gone away, honey. I won't be back till fall. I'm gone away, honey, and I won't be back till fall. Long, tall mama, and she stands about 7'9". I got a long, tall mama, know she stands about 7'9". Hey, and when we start to love, and she hollers, "Lottie, Papa, take your time." But when it comes to loving, she certainly knows her stuff. And when it comes to loving, This girl really knows her stuff. You know, she squeezed me so tight, I holler, "Lordy, mama, that's enough." First she does a little this, mama, then she does a little that. First she does a little this, mama, then she does a little that. And when she throws on a full steam, make a freight train jump a track. You know she got a brand new movement, a one that she calls her own. She got a brand new movement, it's one that she calls her own. And if she lays it on you, make a poor man leave his home. But she's long, she's tall, she's handsome as she could be. That girl is long and tall, fine and handsome she can be. Hey, to satisfy this woman takes more than a bumblebee. I got a long, tall mama, she stands about 7'9". I got a long, tall mama, she stands about 7'9". And when we get to loving, she holler, "Lordy, papa, take your time." She said, "Homely, you don't need no mama, no how." Hey, there's a pink snake crawling all around my room. Ah, thick old pink snake crawling all around my room. Some pretty woman better get over to DeSoto Hall and get this pink snake sound. For a dollar and a half, she said, "David, ain't a dime in the yard." got no mama now. She told me late last night, she said, homie, you don't need no mama. You don't have. We'll be right back. down south, ain't we? All right, we're going to do a country waltz. How many acts have you had in this gym have done country waltzes for you? I ask you. Asked me to do all these serious songs, so I guess I better do one. Okay, I'll sing you to you. This is I was thinking about the song on my way over here, as a matter of fact. I understand that there's been some problems here on this campus, that there have been a couple of rapes and that people are scared, you know. That's really a shame. It's interesting, though, that we all leave it to the police. This song is about something that happened in the bad part of Atlanta, man, in the red light district. It's about a whore named Delia who got shot by her pimp, a cat named Curtis. And I never found any statistics about how many whores get murdered in Atlanta in a given year, but I imagine it's more than one, you know. The weird thing about this, what happened this time, is that all the other pimps and gamblers in that neighborhood, you know, all the people, all the sporting people, the gamblers, and the hotshots, went after the cat who did the murder, instead of just leaving it to the cops, you know. Eventually the cops caught him. But I mean, it just says to me something about the girl, that old Delia must have been something. For everybody to go out of their way. Extraordinary happening here. Every time I look at my guitar neck, the strings are just sparkling, man. It's the lighting or something. Does that sound all right? Simple little thing, man, but it feels good to me just to play. But Dee was a gambling girl. She gambled all around. Oh, she was a gambling girl. She would lay her money down. She's all I've got. Dee's dear old mama took a trip out west, and when she returned, little Dee had gone to rest. She's all I've got is gone. You know Dee's mama wept, people Dee's daddy mourned. Wouldn't have been so bad if that poor girl had died at home. See, she's all I've got. You see Curtis looking high, Curtis looking low. He shot poor Delia down, good people, with a loaded 44. Says she's all I've got is gone. And high up on the housetops, as high as I can see, looking at those rounders. We're looking out for me. She's all I've got is gone. See, old Curtis, in order to get to all those people who were running after him, he went up to the housetops, ran along on the roofs, you know, so the people in the streets wouldn't catch him. You people have to excuse me. I don't usually say anything. Singing with one conversation in the room, man, is like having a fly in your ear. And that's why I keep walking over there. There's some people there who are just carrying on this dynamite conversation. And sometimes I get more interested in it than the song. I know I shouldn't let it bother me, you know, it's hard to concentrate. But the weird thing is that they don't even hear me saying it now. They're so deep in that conversation. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He'd do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, well, he jumped so high. And he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, well, he talked of life. Laughed and slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles, and then he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants for a better stance. Hey, he jumped up high, high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Come on, Dan. Most people know this song from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They had a big hit on it. It's written by a guy named Jerry Jeff Walker. All right. Jerry Jeff used to live down in Coconut Grove for a while, maybe you guys know him from there. I used to play guitar for him. I did the backup thing for a long time, backing up people. And I spent about 2 years on the road with Jerry Jeff, and that's where I learned this song from. Jerry Jeff tells me it's a true story, except for the fact that in the song he says that Cat danced in minstrel shows, and he didn't. He just danced in medicine shows, but medicine had too many syllables for the meter. Jerry spent 3 days in a drunk tank in Louisiana with this old dude, man. He was a street dancer. Everybody else in the jail knew him, you know, knew Bojangles. He probably told him the story of his life a million times, but Jerry was like fresh blood, and so he spent 3 days telling Jerry all his stories. And Jerry really got off on it. And evidently the other people in the jail really got off on him too, man, because they asked him to dance in jail. And he did. Man, I would have liked to have been there just to watch this old dude just dancing in jail cell. Said he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, his dog up and died. 20 years, he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangle. Mr. Bojangle. Jangles, and he danced for you. Loving another Then leave, little darling, I don't mind. Sleeping, boy, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, I was mistaken, for I was peeping through the bar. Well, you can go and leave me if you want to. Never let it cross your mind. If in your heart you love another, then leave, little darling, I don't mind. I said, then leave, little darling, I don't mind. Thank you.
Yeah.